Hello, my audioboo friends. It is Tuesday, January 29th. Wait a minute. 29th? What happened to my January? Wow. Yes, we're almost through the first month of 2013. Incredible. And this isn't going to be a New Year's resolution of any means. And you know what? I did forget to do my 2013 dream. I had started a tag called 2013 Dream, and I'll be honest, I was hoping it was going to catch on like a wildfire. It didn't, and that's fine. I just mentioned it once. I perhaps should have mentioned it several times. But I just wanted to talk about, you know, not a New Year's resolution, but what I was hoping to accomplish in 2013, at least one thing. And that one thing, drum roll please, was to learn to play the guitar properly. And what I mean by that is learn chords and learn how to play properly and place my fingers properly and pick properly and all that properly stuff. And that was my 2013 dream, really. It's as simple as that. And I'm hoping that every quarter, so that would be March, June, September, and then once again in December, to give you an update, just one short little boo on how I'm doing with that particular objective. And that's it. But talking about 2013 and almost being a month in, one thing I never set off to do this, but something that I didn't know was nagging me was I was listening to too much news. And as many of you know, if you listen to the news can be very depressing. All you hear about is shootings and stabbings and killings and scandals and corruption and ad infinitum and ad nauseum. And I realized it was affecting my mood. It really was. So I said, you know, enough. You know, yes, in a certain sense, I'm turning a blind eye. And there could be some very interesting things happening that I'm not necessarily hearing about. I mean, I do scan certain things, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to, some of you may know about that weekly newspaper thing that you can set up for yourself. Right now, of course, the name escapes me, but R2UK has one, Paul O'Mahony has one. I'm trying to think of the name of it right now. No, it's escaping me right now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I think it's... No, I don't want to say. But what it basically is, it's a website that is an accumulator of all sorts of feeds from all sorts of different places. You can get things from an RSS feed. You can search for news, and it'll bring that in. So it's a, sort of like an RSS aggregator, if you want, but it creates a website that sort of looks like a news magazine or an e-magazine. And it's great. It's wonderful. I got one right now as an experiment. I started one that has to do with jazz and jazz music and news about jazz music in various venues. And, you know, I may start another one that has to do with, say, science and technology, space exploration, nature, the animal kingdom. Just trying to think, you know, all these things that interest me and hopefully bypass all the violent stuff and the corruption, which we know exists, but, and yeah, I know somebody might say, well, you're just putting up blinders. I mean, it's going to be there and you're ignoring it, but it's ignoring it won't make it go away. No, but even if I listen to it and get all hot and bothered, okay, maybe not the right term, but you know what I mean? I mean, if I get flustered, it still won't go away. So, anyhow. So that's something that's come up in this first month of 2013 without it really being something I did or I set out to do consciously. It was just... So, what else? Well, the weather today is really gray. It's really strange. Right now, it's about -6. The temperature today is going up to a balmy 3 or 4 degrees. It's going to rain later on this afternoon, probably just before I head out to do groceries. Normally I do groceries on a Monday evening, but yesterday I just did not feel like moving my carcass, and I had lost a lot of time yesterday fighting a little virus on my computer. I got a little malware that lodged itself in there and had hijacked my browser homepages, and it took me the better part of the day to get rid of it. So I lost a lot of time there. And so I decided to work last night on my report writing, which I should have been doing yesterday. And today I will continue to do my report writing right into late afternoon, when I will then go out and do some grocery shopping. But I'm going to leave you with one thing, because this is something I want to know. I think it's an interesting topic. I'd like to know how my Audioboo followers and friends organize the icons on their respective iOS devices. Okay, Android too, but I'm specifically thinking about iOS because I'm thinking about my iPhone here. I just want different strategies so that I can, you know, how do people organize their icons and their apps on their respective iPhone or iOS devices, iPad, iPad mini, and iPod and iPhone. Aye, aye, aye. So that's my question to you. How do you organize your screens and your icons? I'm really curious. I'm thinking of doing it by use, sort of categorize them on social networking, online purchasing, utilities, productivity, that kind of thing. Sort of almost categorize them the same way that the App Store has them, almost. Or do you categorize them alphabetically? And that way, if you're looking for Facebook, well, you just flip a couple of pages and you know it's going to be around the Fs. Some people are very good alphabetically. Do you do it by how often you use an app? So do you you're on Audioboo all the time, it's going to be on your first page, maybe up at the top on the left-hand corner if you're right-handed. That's something I've noticed. I'm right-handed. I always tend to go to the upper left-hand corner, probably because that's how we read, right, in the Western world. Maybe if I was left-handed, I would look up the upper right-hand corner. I don't know. That's an interesting question, too. You know, the logistics of that. If you're left-handed, do you tend to look at the right upper right-hand corner of whatever you're looking at, a screen? Or same thing goes I'm not going to get into this, but same thing goes with your Mac. When you're, you know how you have your expose and you can show your desktop and all those different things. You know, where do you have those triggers? And does it differentiate between left and right hand? But basically, my question to you today for this Audioboo is, and I'm not sure what tag I'm going to use on this, screen icons. That's what I'll put. So for your screen icons or your app icons, where do you place them, and how? What's your strategy to placing your apps, and do you put them in groups? I know that's a new feature. It's been around for a little while now with the iOS, that you can categorize or create groups of apps. So you could have online purchasing and you can just click and go in there. That's one way you can congregate everything almost in just a couple of pages. So, or a couple of screens, I guess, if you want to call them that. So there you go. That's my question to the Audioboo community today. And maybe we can start a nice conversation thread on this. All right. Thanks for listening and have a great day.